Frank Greco and Frank Gioia are well known to anyone in tune with the local music scene. For years, the two Franks have been performing together under the name of Frankly Speaking, not only to Sioux audiences but throughout Ontario. Whether they were billed as the main act or they were providing a supportive, musical backdrop for other events like illusionist Ryan McFarlane's The Imposter, the duo kept a busy schedule. COVID changed all that. As with most musical artists, the restrictions due to the pandemic hurt the duo's ability to perform publicly, as bars and venues were shuttered and restrictions placed on performances and gatherings. The pandemic, unfortunately, disrupted many arts and cultural activities which provide a great deal to people's well-being, says Frank Greco, piano player for Frankly Speaking. We needed to approach and discover how to connect with listeners. Like many artists, the duo turned to social media as a platform to perform on. Utilizing Facebook Live, they saw their audience grow. Their performances varied as they created tributes to artists like the Beatles, Elton John and the Tragically Hip and became more interactive with their audience. An early Facebook show that they billed as Healing Songs by the Fire happened around the same time the Black Lives Matter protests were being regularly covered in the news. The show was 2 weeks after the George Floyd murder in Minnesota and many protests were occurring not only in the USA but throughout the world, including our city, says Frank Gioia, singer and guitar player for the duo. Our Facebook Live show supported the theme of healing and addressed equal rights. Throughout the show, we stressed the need for people to come together, respect one another, and we attempted to provide context in relation to each of the songs and artists that we covered during the evening. The performance's theme seemed to resonate with viewers, attracting over 3,400 viewers, listeners. We are able to communicate online and interact with listeners during a live performance, says Gioia. Our shows include dialogue describing the importance of rock and roll and how it provides a voice to artists addressing social issues through songs. Aside from the increase in online performances, there was an even more personal silver lining to the restrictions that neither of the Franks had anticipated. They began to musically reconnect with their Italian roots. My love of singing was inherited from my Calabrian-born mother as she would sing her favorite Italian songs like Marina and Voler, says Gioia. For Greco, who is primarily known as a piano player, the break inspired a return to the instrument he studied as a young boy, the accordion. I am a classically trained accordion player, he says, noting that in the past he received awards at local and provincial competitions. My interest in the accordion deepened when I traveled to Italy with my nonno and heard the beautiful sounds of Italian music for the first time. Utilizing the time away from live in-person performances, both musicians began revisiting their Italian roots and began to learn and interpret popular Italian songs, performing under the name of Franco and Francesco. And for this change, the duo began to receive increased recognition. They were featured as Artists of the Week on the West Coast Italian Radio Network, as well as getting airplay on Radio Italia networks worldwide. Even though Gioia speaks Italian as a second language, he notes that he often slips in English words during conversations. At times, singing in Italian has been challenging, he says. You want to be precise with the pronunciation of each word within a song. Although both Gioia and Greco had accompanied Italian artists during performances in the past, they never performed Italian songs themselves as a duo. During the pandemic, we covered the song, Voler, and posted a video of us performing it. It received 3,000 views and there was a great deal of positive feedback, says Gioia. We continue to tackle other Italian classics and always attempt to provide our own interpretation and feelings to them. Frank Greco will often use a variety of major and minor chords to the piano arrangement as I attempt to employ moments of softness, suspense and climax with the vocal melodies. Both Greco and Gioia have enjoyed the experience of learning Italian songs. Franco and Francesco's beautiful version of O Sol Mio can be seen here. The music video for O Sol Mio features footage of ballerina Marie Astrid Mentz, a senior artist and member of Ballet Black, London, UK. Captured on film by multi-talented British director, dancer and choreographer, Rebecca Murray. In her choreography, Mentz exhibits a rollercoaster of emotion, and we witness a talented, strong and beautiful lady, says Gioia, noting that not only did he receive permission to use the footage, but made direct contact with Mentz, who discussed details of her journey as a ballerina. The combination of song and imagery is powerful. So, what is next for the two Franks as restrictions are lifted throughout Ontario? Both Frankly Speaking and Franco and Francesco are readying themselves to perform for local audiences again. We look forward to future live shows. We really want to connect with audiences. We feel that people are ready to start enjoying arts and culture activities once again. Frankly Speaking, as well as Franco and Francesco, are scheduled to perform at the following shows: October 30th matinee show at 45 Social, 117 Spring Street, featuring Frankly Speaking; November 20th dinner concert featuring Frankly Speaking, Marconi Arts and Cultural Event Center; December 3rd and 4th Musica del Cuore featuring Franco and Francesco, Italian music show at The Loft, Algoma Conservatory; December 11th the Canadian Seniors Curling Championship Awards and Banquet featuring the music of Frankly Speaking, Delta Hotel, Waterfront.